Kia ora, ko Atere Ano Matiara ki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday News. Former Green Party co-leader Metiria Tude says Labour's failure to communicate its values cost it dearly with young voters. Despite National winning the Treasury benches, she says the election could have seen a victory for young Māori, with 21-year-old Hana Rawhiti Maipi Clark in Hauraki Waikato and Taku Tawherest in Te Tai Tonga winning for Te Pāti Māori. A third of the Green caucus in the next parliament will be wahine Māori. She says a new generation of values-based voters is coming on board.
Greens and Te Pāti Māori have a set of values. They're super clear what they are. They're super consistent. And all of their policy is built on those values. So it's really easy to understand, you know, who they are, who they are there for, who their priorities are, what their priorities are. And they have no fear about saying those things.
Metiria Tude says Chris Hipkins ruling out a wealth tax costs Labour dearly, and it needs to stop pandering to people who will never support it. Incoming New Plymouth MP David McLeod says he's confident National's five-strong Māori caucus will have a significant say in the next government. Mr McLeod, who has Ngāti Mutunga, Ngāti Rārua, Kaitahu and Ngāti Porou connections through his Alison Whānau, comes to Parliament after 22 years on the Taranaki Regional Council, including five terms as chair. He has also had governance roles at Port of Taranaki, Paraninihi Ki Waitotara Incorporation, Fonterra, Predator Free 2050, the Māori Economic Development Advisory Council, and his own electrical firm. He says new Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is an exceptional leader and Māori interests are in good hands.
Many people don't see National as being that supportive for Māoridom. I'm challenged by that, and I think history proves itself that National has done some great things, including when it was in coalition with the Māori Party, with the Tariana and Pita, and also Te Ururo. They got some stuff done, and I think there is a proud history there.
The Flying Fijians have left a Māori mother proud. Their Rugby World Cup campaign ended this morning with a 24-30 quarterfinal loss to England. Lock Ahiwaru Karikita Veta missed the game because of a head injury, but his mother, Vicky Nukunuku, says he and his teammates had a great tournament.
It is not like any other team. They bring a lot of heart. They bring a lot of wairua. This team came together as strangers. They leave as brothers.
Vicky Nukunuku says she's grateful and humbled by the people in Te Araroa and elsewhere who raised the funds for her to travel to France to support her son. England will go on to play a semi-final against South Africa, who squeezed a 29-28 win over host France this morning, while the All Blacks take on Argentina for the other semi-final. And that is your Wātea English News for this midday afternoon. Toodle! We'll be right back.